I just did one thing you should never do is to hit the microphone to see if it's working. Are we on? Welcome to the Mike Carano After Disaster, everybody. It is Friday morning. I can hear the rain. That's not good for a radio studio. I can hear the rain beating down on the roof. Rough. However one wishes to pronounce it. That is really not a way to build a radio studio where you can hear the rain. Agreed?
What's happening? Rain episode already. You guys apparently didn't like it. The fans liked it.
I liked it.
You guys were not fans.
I like having a bed of music playing the entire time, like way in the background. Preferably Hawaiian music.
Mm. You mean in honor of Vahuka that goes out of business this weekend?
Goes out of business on the 10th, right?
Yep.
Are you?
My friend was like, let's go on Friday.
Yeah, good move. Let's go out 7-ish.
Hey, let's not make reservations 3 weeks ago when they announced it was closing and walk in.
Did they take reservations? How often does a business announce they're going out of business that was already going out of business because no one goes there, and now they're packed beyond belief, and the owner comes in and goes, maybe.
Like those furniture stores that say closing sale, and it's been that way for 6 years?
I got to say, people need to stop going to those places because they're lying to your face when you drive by, and then you go in there and still buy furniture.
They should stop going there, and they should start going to theafterdash.com and clicking through on Amazon.
Hey, speaking of lying,
Hey, I haven't promoted for like 2 weeks.
You know, I switched from AT&T to Verizon a while ago because I was so fed up with AT&T, and apparently...
What do you like about it now?
No, here's what I don't like.
I just hooked up with AirTouch.
Really?
Yeah.
Ew, what?
What is that?
That was the original.
Oh, really?
Before AT&T and Verizon.
I had no idea.
AirTouch.
Well, here's what Verizon
How do you not know
AirTouch
that?
Sounds
Are you AT&T?
Weird.
I'm Anderson, but I have services through AT&T.
I hope I'm loud enough because I can barely hear myself.
Oh, I hear you loud
and clear, buddy. Sounding good.
So what are you, Tyler, AT&T or
he's
Verizon?
He's Tyler White. He's a white man.
I'm Boost Mobile, yo.
He's got a little Native American in him.
Where you at?
I didn't know Boost Mobile was in the States.
The States?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the States. It's not the good parts of those states.
Wait, do you have a prepaid phone
It's in
plan?
A state of despair.
No, so here's the thing that happens.
I have Verizon.
Okay,
oh
when
God,
I first
really?
Got Verizon.
Cellular talk on the after disaster.
Do you get... If you say yes to this...
Guys, let's make our own cellular company.
I'm going to be really upset. Do you get text
Tabular?
Advertisements on your phone?
No.
Because I do. And I got two more tonight.
I get a random spam every now and then, like once a month maybe.
On your text,
though,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. You know what? I take that back. I absolutely take that back. I got like three dating back to like 6 months ago, and I was irate.
Me too.
I was furious.
I got another one tonight. You
I
want to
you
refinance
Anderson.
Your car loan?
And I wrote stop, and I think I wrote sue on the other one, and I text back.
They don't receive them back, though.
Well, I stopped getting them. I'm not saying because I text those back, but yeah.
I'm sure you made the spam robot feel really bad.
He's like, oh, they don't like me.
Sue?
Gosh. Sue, is that a girl? Okay. What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
I say we wrap it up. That was a good solid 4 minutes.
Damn it, we need the after disaster more often, right? I need this, guys. This feels good. It feels right.
I want to read something to you.
I've been in hell since I've seen you last, and it's good, except for the...
Have you been in hell?
Except for the occasional momentary lapses with the wife. That was good. Huh, Jills? We had some good times.
What do you mean, lapses?
What'd you
lapses
do?
From hell. I lapsed away from hell.
Lapse stances?
Was it work hell? Is tonight your 24-hour
work
night?
Work hell. No, 24-hour night is off, which is fantastic.
I was looking forward to that.
I rescheduled, so I'm no longer going to be working from like 7 a.m. until 3:30 a.m.
I want to read something to you guys that was on a friend's Facebook page that one of her friends posted.
I can't wait.
Is it from Greg?
No, but I want you to tell me if
How
this,
is Greg doing, by the
if
way?
This, he's doing well.
More on that later.
Popping that Abercrombie collar.
If this reads audio... wise as interesting as it reads on the page. It says, I know I've been saying this a lot, but please do pray for my best friend. She's in good health, but will be in surgery tomorrow for leg amputations. All your prayers count. She's in good health, but she's going to be in surgery for leg amputations.
Health.
Maybe it's cosmetic.
Maybe she's trying to lose some weight quickly. Health is all perspective, or she maybe has some good organs. No organs in those legs. And are you sure that it was amputations?
Yeah.
So both have to go, huh? How does that happen where both have to go? Boating accident?
Could be.
It's not like you get a
trench
disease,
foot.
You know what I mean?
Could
disease,
be a manhole cover accident.
Could be that.
You fall in, both legs snap.
It could be that. Mm-hmm. That sounds terrible.
Hey, when I was in high school, there's a curve in San Diego called Dead Man's Curve. No, it's not really called that, but it's a curve that goes onto Riviera Drive.
You're like, why hasn't the city renamed this curve?
So it's a curve where there's a lot of accidents. It's a steep... left turn going towards the beach, and my dad used to live on that street. And there were always accidents out there, almost every night, like somebody would sideswipe or something. And when I was in high school, a girl was reaching for a cassette tape on the floor and pinned the mailman who was getting stuff out of the back of his Jeep and cut the legs both off at the knees. Off.
Is this story going somewhere with a funny and happy?
Yeah, that's how he lost both of his legs.
Happy conclusion, or we just...
He lost both of his legs.
Did he continue the route?
Did he wheel up? I never got an answer. I'm pretty sure he retired.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's not be the mean, stupid show. Like, well, hey, talking funny things about people losing limbs.
I wasn't trying to be funny. I was saying that's someone could lose both their legs.
People are sitting in their cubicle. It's a Friday. They're trying to have a good time.
What if some guy's sitting there with no legs? What if that mailman's listening? Right now he's like stacking letters because it's a government job. He can't be fired.
He can't be fired, but I feeling if it happened while he's in his little uniform.
Yeah.
He's probably collecting my taxes.
Do you think he took those blue mailman shorts and sewed up the legs like the people do with their
shirts?
Just
mailman pants now.
So it looks like a beanbag man.
We had a guy on the pre-show a couple weeks ago talking about how he's an amputee. Not funny. Never funny, guys.
Was he an amputee?
Amputee, though, and his little fitting didn't fit quite proper.
We can joke about it. We're emotional amputees.
It's true. When he was walking off of a curb, it popped off out of his leg stump and directly into his crotch and wedged his ball inside of his body. Very painful.
That guy's got bad luck.
He literally like kicked himself in the junk with his fake leg.
But yeah, like the top part of it though. So it wasn't really a kick.
That guy's got some bad luck, man.
Can you imagine if you just happened to be like vining as you drove by?
What is vining? The vining. Enough with the vine. I hate vine. I don't know what we're talking about.
Why do you
about.
Hate vine?
Yeah, you seem
You've
pretty
made
excited
vines.
About it up front.
Well, made a good vine with a statue's testicles.
Do you realize
that? Yeah, that was a good one.
Do you realize that like last week and the week before I was talking about, you guys were talking about vine and Anderson's, I love talking about Anderson in the third person when I'm talking about how I'm a douche in certain ways.
Mike remembers that.
You talk about something new, like new technology or what the kids are, the newfangled thing the kids are into, immediately old man Anderson is like, God damn it. No shit. Fuck no shit. So I was furious about this vine. And then Mikey Carano over here showed it to me while we were at a fair together on a date. And I was immediately
smitten
in. And you know what? The main reason why I was in? Do you have any idea, Mike? No idea. The mint green that they use. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love that color. And I'm like, I can have this on my homepage.
Yeah.
And every time I look at it, it will bring me joy.
Absolutely.
I swear to God, that's why I'm like, must get in now.
Nope. Whoever thought of that color was dead on.
It is perfect.
Dead on.
It is the perfect color.
Because it makes it look like it's more of an interesting app.
It makes
it
look fresh and nice. And no, fuck you. Vine is a great app. It's a fantastic app. Even though we talked a bunch of shit about Tyler's app, like, we're both very jealous of all of your vines, Tyler, because they're very creative and very clever.
So you talk shit about them?
So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To make ourselves feel better.
That's how we do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're talking about how my exact quote was, well, you have to understand, because Mike's kind of anti it, because I think we look at yours and we're like, we're never going to be that clever. So we both have to
Exactly what we
bring it down.
Saying. I'm like, I'm not going to do that much.
He was telling me how you put music. For those of you who may not be in the know, because you're just not cool enough yet. Vine has been around for about 6 months, as far as I can tell, right?
No, it's like literally been a month, maybe.
Yeah. No, because there's ones that are up there for 129 days.
Nah.
They don't load very good.
I think it's
they might be like original people that are testing it.
All right, well. It's of the Eiffel Tower and other like foofy stuff.
What is this shit? This week, it's been around.
Hold
for
on,
months.
Everybody. Hold on. Let me tell you about Vine. For those of you who might not know, last week
you're reminding me of someone named Schmockter Schmoo.
A little bit, yeah. But let me just tell you what Vine is. Tyler, take the reins. Go ahead. Explain what Vine is.
It's an app.
Wrong. No. No, that's right. That's it's the latest like Instagram type. Go ahead, Tyler. What am I doing? Go.
My problem with it is I got it and I totally dug it, and then I realized, how many things do I have to do now? Facebook, Twitter, Vine,
that's
and
how
Instagram?
I felt for a while, but this Vine thing is what I love most about Vine is it's 7 seconds of your
six.
Video life. Six? Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to trust Tyler because Tyler is into this stuff. We'll get more on that in a second, but the coolest part is the in-camera editing. So it's video. It's a video loop that you create, and you just put your finger on it, and it records, and then you take your finger off, and it stops. And if you get really creative and fun and cool, you can do really cool in-camera edits. So you can be like Tyler, which is all about doing trick photography and making cats appear and disappear and being stuck in elevators and that kind of thing. Or you can do like actual edited together little pieces that are really cool. And in the way that I was talking shit, because Mike... Tyler was getting deep into the technical aspects of it. Now you can do it. Like hours worth of work for a 7-second video.
Not hours.
Hours.
Please.
Well, I mean,
maybe for you, who
it was an hour for me to make that video.
Mike was explaining
it to
me. You gotta like trick the thing into knowing so that you can.
I can do it now in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, this is my response to that, Tyler. You're gonna like this. I'm like, well, Mike, here's what you have to understand. For Tyler, that's like partying. That's like he gets off work and he goes home and he parties with Vine.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I kind of party at work with Vine. And it's cool because I can tell, like, my bosses, I'm like, look, I'm trying out new social technologies.
6 months later, still trying to
figure this out. I literally
have
to give a part of a presentation about Vine, about, like, how we hack it and, like, things I've made with it.
How you hack Vine? What do you mean?
It's how I make
those,
like, special ones with, like, a soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Look what I can do, Mike.
It's much harder on the Mac, by
the way. I can add music
after. I do it on a Mac, bro.
All right.
I can't do it because I uploaded one and it stayed for like 5 minutes and then they pulled it.
I don't know what to tell you.
We lost at least one caller due to Vine Talk.
Good.
I would like to welcome
everybody. They probably downloaded Vine and they're going to play with it right now.
To the latest, greatest podcast out there.
My favorite Vine of yours so far was Just In Case. Just In Case.
Are we still reviewing Vines? What's your favorite
Let's
one?
Let's make this the Vine cast.
My favorite Tyler one so far.
My favorite one is your wife peeing.
That is a good one.
Is okay. Your wife peeing? What?
Yeah.
You didn't see that one?
That's
my nightmare?
I'm getting scared. I haven't been on it all day. Dude. You do too much, all right? Everyone's
that was that. Lauren's idea, the punchline.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd you make the sound?
She was holding a water bottle.
When did you post this one?
Yesterday night.
I haven't been on
today.
It since last night. Okay. Everyone settled down with the Vine.
My favorite Viner is JC Catlin. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say Anderson Cowan.
J-A-C-Y-C-A-T-L-I-N.
Maybe Mike Carano.
Is that the orange dude?
No, Will Sasso is the lemon guy. And Will Sasso's lemons make me laugh every
time! Those are funny. Those are funny.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey,
my favorite Tyler one. God damn it, now I'm obsessed. Tyler had a really good one that I liked
very much.
So here's,
I'm happy about one thing.
I was about to welcome everyone to the program, so we can go ahead.
Do you think they're not feeling welcome?
Welcome everyone to the After Disaster. I am Anderson. That is Mike Carano. That's Tyler ruining Vine. Mm-hmm. Oh, Christ. I have all the editor's picks. Editors need to...
Sometimes, most of the time, I'm antisocial, but when you guys invited me to the carnival on Friday night...
Didn't invite me.
Really?
No, Ty, we gave up on inviting you.
Of course, I didn't want to go because I want to drive all the way over there to go to a carnival because I don't like rides.
Carnivals are awesome.
That was one of the greatest carnivals I've ever been to in my
life. It was like
life.
Every other carnival I've ever been to.
It was
no different.
It was great. Am I embellishing when I tell people there were no more than 10 people?
Oh, that part of it was pretty great. It was in a parking lot on Ventura Boulevard in the Valley. For those of you who might not know, Southern California's got this horrible place called the Valley, which I live in and I love now. And they have a lot of empty parking lots with empty buildings. And what all carnivals do is they usually rent out fields, sometimes abandoned parking lots, sometimes streets. I bet they close down streets sometimes.
Dead Man's Curve.
And this
Dead
was
Man's
just curve. Some parking lot in the middle of the valley, and it was to raise money for the Jews, apparently. There were some yarmulkes on display.
Here's the thing about this
I'm not kidding.
Carnival.
I mean, that's what it was for.
It was a very small carnival, lots of rides. There were no more than 10 people there.
It was very slow. Oh, you would have liked it. We went back Sunday.
Oh, so did I. I went back Saturday and Sunday.
Did you see the girls?
No, I went back Sunday in the day.
With the socks?
No, I went. I went back Saturday night. I went back Saturday night. Same thing, dead. And I went back Sunday at about 10 in the morning to walk through when no one was there.
We lost another caller. So apparently Vine Talk is not working. The callers are – we lost 17% of our listeners talking about Vine and now 17% talking
the
about –
The carnival people the
carnival.
The carnies are checking out right now.
Right.
This carnival, though, was fantastic because the rides were empty and a lot of them just sat dormant with the sad sack carny in front of it just looking at you like – You want to go on it or what? And they
How
were
How much were the rides?
The carnies were as creepy
$1.25.
Any carnies could ever
$5
be.
$5 a ride.
So
five?
Here's the thing.
Five.
Did you talk to
any rides?
Did you go on that funhouse by chance?
No, I don't go on funhouse.
So the funhouse guy looked like a normal guy that had smoked 80 packs of cigarettes a day for the last 48 years. He looked like a normal carny, but when he talked, oh my god. It freaked me out and it wasn't in a pleasant way. It was Tom Waits essentially.
That's
so the
great.
Dad with the
What's
two
with
little
that?
Kids walks up and he's like, is it just you walk through it? Hey, you walk through it. You got that door. You got the mirrors and the kids walk around. just like that. I'm not even embellishing. And I was like, oh, my God. I would have ran away with my kids the minute I heard that. Yeah, you two tickets.
What's wrong with that? That's how it works. That's how it goes. That's how that's part of the Acardi experience.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Enough Carney talk.
By the
we
way,
lost another caller.
Are you guys Tom Waits fans? Because I'm a huge, huge Tom Waits fan.
What's he building in there? We've gone in detail.
But here's the thing is, I listened to his records a lot.
What's he building in there?
I listen to his records a lot, and then every now and then I pull up a YouTube video, and it still takes me by surprise and shocks me. If it's like a mellow song, it's like, you know, you hear the record, it's like, happy birthday to
me.
And then you pull up a live version, it's like, happy birthday to me.
Okay, all right, what's the point?
No, it's just weird that it sounds like he's doing a parody of himself live, but it's not.
Well, also, he's older. He probably recorded that when he was a lot younger, and he had more control over that smoky voice. Listen, Jillian and I were talking the other day, Jillian's the wife, about you.
Thank God you guys talk.
Some music was on, some horrible song. I can't remember what it was. Something very old, something awful.
Thanks.
And I'm like, what? Who are we supposed to know who this band is? And she's like, I'm sure Mike Carano does. I'm like,
who was it? Who was it?
Never knew. Don't care.
Sing some of it for me.
What? And say hi to Vine.
Hi, Vine.
Oh! You did a little in-camera editing, or?
Is it odd doing it with the phone? Hey, by the way, you want to know a tip for Vine that I finally figured out?
Fuck
sure
me,
you guys
we're
going
to lose another 17%.
Is you don't have to do 6 seconds. I didn't realize that. I thought you had to max it out.
Mike.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Let's hear that, Vine. Let's hear how it sounded.
Yeah, Vine.
Hi, Vine. Oh, you do a little in camera edit?
Is it all doing it? Say hi to Vine.
All right, that wasn't that good. That's not my favorite video that you made, Tyler. You have some very good ones. Tyler.
Not going on my account. That's going on the After Disaster account that's just being set up right
now.
Oh,
yeah! Woo! Anyways, everyone follow me on Vine. I enjoy Vine, and that's a fine time with the Vine.
Follow Anderson.
Yeah.
My favorite tweet was the one saying that, wait, isn't Anderson the one with the film degree?
Well, that was the very first one, and it says test video with Stanley. Everyone settle the fuck down, okay? Everyone settle down.
You know what's the worst is when you make a video, and like 40 minutes later, you're like, and you go back and delete it.
Yeah.
No, I deleted a bunch. I felt good about every single one I put up.
I deleted a bunch.
Not true, because you used to have like 4 on there, and then I went back, and there was only Stan.
That's because I was still learning how to do it. I didn't know. I thought I could save. That's how dumb I am. You should be able to save.
Yeah, you should be able to save.
You can. Well.
Oh, is there a way I can
hack it? They're in there. They stay in there, and it's creepy.
Oh, no. My balls are going to be in there? Did you see the one where I was? I turned myself into a rock statue, and I bind my balls?
Yes, yeah. I did see that one.
Wait. I know they're saved in there on in the temp.
We lost another goddamn caller. Jesus!
How do you recover them?
You just go in,
change the number,
and no, you just copy to Mac. Just do the thing where it just copies it to your hard drive.
Fantastic new film vault up, everybody. Top five.
Did you talk about Vine? Ooh, top five vines.
Oh, top five vines.
Ooh. The shortest film vault.
Top five
Vine vault.
Self-directed performances. I had a most controversial number one in the history of the film vault. Be sure to tune into that.
We're doing Vine vault.
And everyone that keeps texting me and emailing me and tweeting me, and now I'm probably going to get some vines about it. Actually, you can't direct vine anyone, can you? Calling Brian bad names. Oh, we lost another listener!
This is going to be a new gag where if we say the word vine, everyone hangs up.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? I did my job. I did my diligence. I was in there. I used a switcher. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey.
Hi, long time listener, first time caller. How you doing?
First time caller. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
How are you? So is this Vine Talk?
Well. I turned 21 3 hours ago.
Did you Vine it?
So, wait a minute. You recorded on Vine? Your 21st birthday with the After Disaster, sir?
Well, it's 3:30 here, so just got back from the bar, but...
How was it?
It was not very exciting, but
yeah.
I figured I had to get on the After Disaster after that was done.
Did you get some strange?
Oh, yeah, you got some
what?
Strange.
Did you get some? No, sir, what's your name?
Patrick.
Hey, Matt. Massey?
Patrick.
Patrick.
Mastrick.
Let's all do that. Like, what'd you do for your 21st birthday, Mr. Corona?
I didn't drink. I know that. I don't remember what I did, though.
Tyler.
They
suck at this game, Patrick.
Shit.
I apologize.
I can tell
you what I did. I can tell you exactly what I did. Mine falls on mid-May, so it's right during finals if you're in college.
Finals.
Tyler, I saw your little eyes like darting about the room looking for something.
No, I'm actually trying to think of what I did.
Anyways, Patty, listen up. So I'm like, oh, great, I'm 21. Let's go out. I've had fake IDs. I've been drinking since 13, maybe 12. But I can actually go into a store and buy it. So I was so excited. But I had finals and I was in the middle of a ton of shit. So what did I do? Are you recording me right now?
Not yet.
You son of a bitch. I go down to the convenience store, buy my dad. No, I went to Trader Joe's, buy my dad a six pack, brought it back and said, "Here you go, Daddy. Happy birthday to me." Bought my dad a six pack on my
birthday.
That's not
bad. That's pretty thoughtful, actually.
Didn't have a sip because I was in the middle of stuff. You know what I mean?
That's thoughtful.
So, Patrick, at least you got to go out and drink.
Yep.
Honestly, can't remember. Right. No, I didn't have like one of those like, "Oh man, so
Tyler, you probably went to church and praised
the
Lord."
No, that's not true at all. Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, I want to bring this up real quick. The route that I go home, I take the 405 right towards Carmageddon. I have to go through Carmageddon, literally through Carmageddon every single night. And on the left-hand side, there's a church with a big, giant neon cross.
I'm vining. Right? Sorry. I wasn't really bored.
I can tell you're vining. Mm-hmm. There's a big, big neon cross. If you're making fun of me on that vine, you are. Big neon cross. Half the neon, Patrick, I'm just going to talk to you, has gone out. So it looks like a big, giant upside-down cross. And it delights me every single night. I laugh to myself. I think of how upset it Tyler would be to see this giant floating neon upside down cross.
Wait, where is that? I've seen it.
Yeah, I know.
Chaos.
Too busy finding. I'm already talking about where it is. God, it's good. It's so good, isn't it?
That low frequency is cool.
You're judging me tonight. I don't like it.
I'm not.
You are.
I am not.
I'm letting loose a little. I'm feeling good.
I'm not.
And you're judging.
I'm not. I have something nice to say to you.
Fit.
I was going to tell you that you have nice facial features tonight, but I don't know if I'm going to talk about that anymore. That's a true statement. I was going to bring that up.
I'm not happy with how slow it takes to upload in here because there's no signal.
Get on the Wi-Fi, bro.
Yeah. I can't now because it's going to lose it.
It's true.
Won't.
It's going to lose
your
this masterpiece.
Your upload will fail.
Patrick, what was your first drink? What was your first legal drink there?
It was Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's not too
Sam
bad.
Sam Adams?
I like Sam Adams.
Samuel Adams. You know they have like a $200 beer?
$250.
All right, Patrick, thanks for calling in, man. Welcome to the program. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
I got a picture
of it
on my phone, actually.
Look at that. 21 years old calling in.
Now someone's going to ask him what he did for his 21st birthday in a few years. He's going to be like, ugh, call these
Hold
idiots. All they could talk about
Hold
was
on.
Vine.
21, your 21st birthday is always way overrated.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I hope is not overrated? That's next weekend is Lebowski Fest 2013.
Don't do that.
Is that a bowl?
Don't do that.
I'm absolutely doing
You're
it.
You're doing that?
Yeah.
You like the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to ruin it.
It's one of the greatest comedies
You're
going
to ruin it. I almost ruined that movie. It's my favorite comedy of all time. I went to see a midnight showing of it at the Newark.
And the people were talking?
There was horrible people everywhere trying to turn it into Rocky Horror Picture Show. At one point, three
good.
Fucking horrible people got up during the
nobody fucking with the Jesus!
The scissor cutting scene, and they had like a giant scissor thing, and they were running around the audience, and I was thinking, I'm forever going to think of you fucks now.
There's different events, though. There's a bowling event, there's a movie event, and something else. I'm only going to the bowling one in the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to hear the
Hey, check out Small Apartments, by the way. Good movie. It's a very, very independent, quirky movie, but quirky in the best sense of the word.
Check it out, like on Netflix?
Like, you got to send away for it. But Billy Crystal's in it. It's the same guy that directed Spun, but I didn't like Spun at all.
Billy Crystal?
Yeah, he's good. Cusses a lot. Drinks a lot. He's an alcoholic fire detective. All right, both you guys got to stop it with your vining. Because we're trying to do a podcast here. All right? You don't see
we're
me podcasting
podcasts.
On your vines. Well, actually, you do.
Ooh, 6-second vine casts.
Let's do it.
Oh, I made it.
We could have 200 episodes done in one night. It would be fantastic.
All right. Yeah, this might not go anywhere, guys. I thought I should at least put it on my phone and give it a shot. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. But what is that, Tyler? Why are you doing that?
It's a good video.
I can hear the other show in the background. Please,
we're
going
to
lost two
on.
More calls.
This is the third time in 2 days I hurt my voice doing Tom Waits.
What is that?
So I work in this other place. I'm like studio guy, working all these different studios here and there. You know,
yeah,
I pick up studio work.
Studio line by L'Oreal. Fixing gel strong hold behold.
Not that kind of studio. It's actually like studios. Anyways, and I was over at this
studio.
And I know some people, you know, I know enough people that when I'm parking, the parking lot is very small, compact, claustrophobic, and you got to make a lot of right turns. Only right turns.
Are you doing Rain Man
right
there?
UPS.
Were you doing
it's
Rain
one
Man?
Of those things where you,
are you
and then
UPS?
When you get out, you only make left turns. It's kind of smart, actually. So you can speed around. You know, no one's ever going to be coming. It's almost like a one-way. It is a one-way parking lot.
No, except
down.
For me when I'm not paying attention.
And all the way up as well. I saw that the parking lot was completely open, and there's some really sketchy spots where you got to park like right on a blind corner, and to back out, you got to back out. And if someone's zipping around that corner, you're fucked, right?
That's why I carry cones in my trunk, and I get out and I put out a couple
I
of
wouldn't
orange
be shocked.
Cones.
You know what? You're heading there.
And I back out, and then I pick them back up, put them in my
You
truck.
Will be there one day.
Have you seen that video of the lady in China who has a fold-up... has a fold-up, like, parking space that she...
What?
Like, she goes up to, like, Red Curve.
Like a ramp? Goes over other
No,
cars.
It's like a tarp thing that, like, she puts down over, like, where it's red, and it makes it look like it's a valid parking spot, and she has a sign that she, like, sticks in the ground that, like, says, like, oh, parking here for, like, 2 hours. And
that's like a cartoon.
These dudes, like, pull up behind her as she runs up and folds up her thing, grabs a sign, puts it in the trunk, and drives off, and they're, like, losing their minds. It's fantastic.
Wait, and she was trying to get away?
No, like, she was done with her shopping, because they're, like, how is our car here? And she's like,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I love that lady.
It is like a cartoon, though. It's like I can't paint a road on a
mountain. Oh, yeah. It's totally Acme.
On a mountain.
Like,
well,
my
brother's a little crazy. I think I've talked about him enough to – he's insane. He's not a normal person. He's like me times 10.
He's got a tarp with a toilet on it. And he just throws it on the ground.
He used to – we used to live in this other part
of
town.
Goes to the bathroom and gets up and folds it up and splits.
On his way
it's
home
exactly
every day.
The same thing.
He'd turn right at the stop sign and he'd get really mad because there was this big SUV that was always parked there. And he was enraged. And he seriously was trying to figure out – he actually went as far as to take a chip of the red paint on the curb, go to Home Depot to figure out how much it would cost. Because
like
he was
it.
Going to paint the curb red. Even
Good.
Though the city didn't feel like it needed to be painted red, my brother did not like the whiteness of that curb and cars parking on it. So he's going to...
I bet you no one noticed.
Can you imagine that? You come
take
home...
Take this into my own hands!
You come home and your house, like just in front of your house, it's all painted red.
I can totally imagine it because the parking in front of my dad's store, they painted parts of it red after 20-something years of us parking there. You know what my favorite story in regards to that is? And it's available, obviously, online because it was in the LA Times in the 70s. There was and we may have discussed it on the show at some point, actually. There was an old man that lived in Pasadena or the Valley somewhere.
Old lady from Pasadena?
Well, every day he got on the freeway to go to work, and he noticed the signs weren't correct. Like, this lane only for this exit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a major, major Los Angeles freeway. So what he did was...
Sounds very familiar.
He reconstructed the signs in his garage over a long period of time. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then he got a Caltrans suit and a giant ladder and went out there and put up his own signs. But it wasn't
He's like the Banksy do-gooder.
He corrected the signs and they lasted for a long, long time until the city realized what happened. And there's
Tyler,
a big article written about him.
Look
that up. That guy's fantastic.
Can you confirm or debunk the fact that
it's
this
true.
Has been talked about on this program?
Oh.
This was
that
about.
I don't know. We've done 100,000 shows.
That's a lot. That's a whole bunch.
100,000.
Hey, got a couple lines open. 1-800-LOUD-191. New beginning this week, Tyler. If you're into it, the calls are exceptionally distracting, and I feel horrible looking at them, thinking, should I go to them? These people want to be on. Do they not? I would like to relinquish that power to you. I would like you to be in charge. If you feel a call, the show needs it. Just throw in a call.
I'm supposed to throw in calls and do vines at the same time.
I don't want to be in charge of the calls.
Okay.
It's too much pressure.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I'll be in charge of them.
Yes, thank you.
I'll surprise you with people going, hang on.
Right at that moment, someone hung up. I'm obsessed with the guy.
1-800-LOUD-191.
So I'm going down this claustrophobic. I'm late to work as usual, and I'm going down this claustrophobic parking lot. And,
look at the voices you're debuting tonight. You did your Rain Man. You're doing your like, I'm going down the road.
It's
and
empty,
I'm just
right?
Tom Waits.
It's empty. And, one of those sketchy parking spots I was telling you about that I get stuck with every now and again, and I hate them because you park in them, and it's like Russian roulette. When you're pulling out, if there's a car coming, unless they're going under 5 miles an hour, there's going to be contact.
Did you do that thing where you start your car, open the door, run out to make sure no one's coming, then hop in?
No. And I didn't park in it because it was wide open. The place was empty. It was like 4 a.m. And I noticed the car in front of me hopped right in that one. And I was thinking, okay, you have unlimited.
Yeah.
You can park wherever the fuck you like. And then I thought, and I work with literally, I've met probably 40, 50 people over there. There's one guy that I've met that is not very bright at all.
And he's the dude?
And I'm thinking, I wonder if that's the guy. I wonder if the one guy that I think in my head to be very stupid is the guy that just parked in
I
the...
I bet.
And I get out of my car, I park in a nice safe spot, I go up to the elevator. He's nice as can be. But
he comes
trucking up and, hey, how you doing? Interesting. Puts his fist out. I'm like, yeah, it was the guy. People don't disappoint.
By the way, that putting your fist thing out, that wouldn't have flown so well in the 70s. Like
Why?
Walking up to people and doing this. That would be construed as a threat.
Yeah, Mike.
You know what it is? It's like the new black power thing for white people, but it's very weak. Isn't it?
No, it's a germ thing, because you don't want to touch people's filthy, dirty hands.
How ridiculous is it that Howie Mandel started that and we're all doing it?
He did?
He didn't start the
he
fist
He began
bump.
The fist pump. He absolutely. He's the one that first did it like in primetime with with the chicks in the boxes. What's it called?
People have been doing the fist bump forever.
Okay. No,
it's not true at all. I mean, they have
last
been
5-6 years
in very small circuits. Very
Howie
very
Mandel did not start the fist bump.
He's the first one who did it in the public vortex.
I'm gonna slap all of you.
He's the first one to do it in the public vortex.
You think I can't find a sports game before Howie Mandel?
That's different, man. That's where they are. We on video where they do the boom, boom, boom. Hada, hada, hada. You know what I mean? That's like something. It's not just like the little like we'll connect, but only knuckles. Want to do a quick little knuckle tap? Very different, Tyler.
I'm lodging my complaint. That's all. I'm protesting.
Mike
this
is
argument.
With me on this.
I absolutely believe it didn't exist in the public.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
What?
Call in with your fist bump.
You guys realize five years ago was 2007.
Caller, you're on the air. How are you?
I don't know.
Hey, Fake Marcus, do you think the fist bump existed before 2007, like all over the place, or was it Howie Mandel who kind of brought it in the lexicon on Let's Make a Deal?
I would say it's Howie Mandel because that will keep me on the show with you.
Thank you, sir. Actually, it won't. I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah,
and go to the next caller.
Get you kicked off.
That's one,
Greg.
One for us. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello, what's pimpulating, son?
What's cripulating? What's
been going on?
Pimpulating, son.
What's percolating? Hey, what's
pimpulating, son? My name is Nathaniel.
What's up, Nathaniel? Where do you weigh in on the fist bump?
Fist bumping is all I do, bro. All day, every day.
I hate you.
You're in charge of the phone.
I like him now, actually.
I'm not in charge of the phone. I didn't put this
in. You're in charge. You're in charge of
Nathaniel's
fate.
I would like to believe there's a dude that talks like that that just fist bumps all day, every day. I would definitely.
Hey, bump me, bro. Bump me.
I'm the king of the burbs, Sean. That's all I do all day.
Hey, on three, bump the phone.
You just sounded like Rob Dyrdek.
On three, bump the phone. I'm going to bump the microphone, okay?
You sounded like Joe Rogan for a second.
One, two, three.
All right, I'll do.
I heard his. That was
I heard his.
That's what I do, Sean. I do that fist bumps all day. I'm the king of the birds.
You got to come up with some new lines, buddy, if you want to
no,
stay on
I
the
like
phone.
No, but I like the way you say it.
No, I do, too.
I'm the king of the birds.
I totally like it. I dig it, man.
All right. Hey, Nathaniel.
Yeah, what's up, boss?
You called in before.
What's that?
Have you called in before?
No, man, this is the first time I'm calling.
I appreciate your call. I like it. You sound a little bit like Stallion Ass. Tyler, hit it.
So I'm like, what?
Stallion Ass.
Man, I'm
Stallion Ass.
There they are.
I'm straight Anaheim. You don't know me. I'm straight Anaheim. I come from the burbs. I'm the king of the burbs. Yo, Belinda, for life.
Yeah, I don't like you as much anymore.
Yeah, me
hey,
either.
Remember that guy that wanted to kick our ass? I forgot all about that guy until the other day. Tyler's in charge of the phones. Look at that.
Which one is it?
Yeah, the guy from Pasadena. That guy was the shit.
Yeah, there was a guy way back.
Who
way
are
back.
You, man?
Can you do that for me?
When, God, I'm sorry, guys, for the quality of this tonight's program.
I think it's mainly, excellent. I think it's excellent.
Because of Tyler not knowing how to use phones, and Mike and Tyler vining away, and also because of my manic state of mind. I apologize.
Explain that. Go into the manic thing.
Nah,
tell me why that was
boring.
So bad that your wife had to pull you out
hey
of
guys,
it.
Hey, guys, let's talk about our insecurities again for an episode. That's us every week.
We talk about our insecurities?
Yeah, our insecurities, and I'm old, and I have nostalgia a lot.
Wow.
That's like our
Tyler,
show.
You sound like an angry listener.
Explain
what's
so bad
review.
About your week and how your
no,
wife
no.
pulled you out of it.
It's not bad.
I wear Abercrombie.
Some weeks are more stressful than others, and you got a lot of shit.
Don't
we
call me Roger.
Our shit. What? Don't call me Roger. How's Greg doing? How's your buddy Greg?
I think he's well.
Yeah,
hey, I understand.
Hey, Greg.
This is Greg. I'm friends with Mike. I just wanted to explain that I really think that you're being a real asshole to him the other night on the show.
Well, I really don't know who this is.
I honestly don't know how this is funny.
Okay, cut him off like all the time. And then also, I think there's like some big misunderstandings of like what you think I am. Like,
is this live or
my name is Greg, okay? Okay. I really love eating pho, okay? And I wear Abercrombie, so don't ever, ever, ever call me Roger again.
I never called your friend Greg Roger. For those of you who might not know, Mike's friend Greg listened to the program a few weeks ago and let him know that it was one of the worst things he's ever heard. And he turned it off right in the middle of something I was saying, I think, which was very offensive to me. And we got past it, though. We're past it. But I upset Mike greatly a couple weeks ago. I'm still. Now I feel very uncomfortable. I wish I didn't bring it up.
Comment his facial features.
Damn it. Oh, yeah, your facial features. Mike, seriously.
What is it?
All right, so earlier tonight on the pre-show, on the trifecta, the tri-star. What's it called? God damn it. the TriCaster in there on Ustream, where the pre-show is broadcast to the masses. And Rune does a bang-up job there. And during the commercials, he plays little interstitials. And a lot of time, it's 5 minutes with Mike. Yeah, this is the part where you would say, really? That's nice. Or, oh, really?
That's fantastic.
Oh, shit. Did you just make a Vine?
No, I just got a tweet from Barry Sobel, this great comic from the 80s that I haven't heard from in like 20 years.
Unless he's listening to this,
just interesting.
Tell him that you want to talk to him right live now. And tell him to listen. We're big with comics from the 80s.
Good he was very God. Popular back then.
Okay, so anyways, I was watching the program, and I was watching on my horrible... what year would you say that my monitor is from, Tyler?
79. No, probably like 88.
Yeah, probably about 88. I literally
watch. Should
we
find it and ask people what they think it's from? What year is this TV from?
How do they comment?
I literally watch the Ustream on a TV that is, what is it, deeper than it is wide.
Oh my God,
probably,
I'll just find it.
It probably weighs
probably a good 60, 80 pounds.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I love that it's looming above your head as well.
No, I know. It's awful. And it's bulbous. It's bulbous. And everything's a bit distorted on it. And I was watching one of your 5 minutes with Mike. Don't ask me what. I was getting up, about to go, and I just flashed, looked at it, and you looked odd because of the picture on this tube makes your facial features look a little pinched and weird.
Oh, yeah, I like
and
that.
And then I did that thing where you could like I kept like that image of you as though that's how you looked, and I didn't like you nearly as much.
Interesting.
And then
if I get any work done,
and then I reverted back to the way that you do look, and I'm like, you know what? He's a good looking guy. You know what I mean? I had to like imagine you looking ugly, and then I'm like, Mike's not he's not hard. He's not hard in the eyes. Thank God.
He's like a mint for the eyes.
You know what is mint is the color of the vine.
You know
apple.
What? I'm telling you, I'm glad you brought that color up because I was thinking.
I love it.
Yeah, I was thinking about painting something that color,
what?
Like years ago, and I'd forgotten about it until Vine came out, and I was like, "That's that color." But I'd even like it more subtle than that, a little bit more like 50s seafoam green, like those.
So yeah,
well, they used to
an original Fender Strat color.
This is the color that I imagined while reading *Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas*. The entire
really
book because
you know
spent
I read
much time
something
at
this
the
weekend.
Mint.
Yeah.
Skunk Skull.
Oh, that's right. Tyler read my script.
How come I didn't get it?
You didn't ask for it. You gotta ask.
Yes, I did.
You gotta ask. You gotta plead. You gotta say, no, seriously, do it.
Like,
we want
to go. Dick pic.
Weeks ago, you said you were
going to. One dick pic per page.
Really?
Because you know what, Mike? You and I have talked about reading our friend's scripts and what a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but you're my friend, and I want to read it.
Okay.
It's different.
I banged it out quick, too.
Yeah, he asked me for it. I sent it to him, like, within 2 hours. He's giving me, like, synopsis, updates, notes.
It's like, first, throw it out.
Did you ask for notes?
He seemed to follow.
I found
fine.
Some typos, but I didn't know what to do about them.
Really?
Yeah, at least four.
Really?
You talked about someone's heels, and you spelled it like healing.
I figured that out. I don't talk about heels in there, do I?
You said like she was wearing heels.
Oh, no heels. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I do.
And then...
how do you spell that? H-E-A? If we haven't lost you yet, we're about to.
The part where they have sex with the badger, you had something
don't
wrong.
Burn
there.
It.
They don't have sex with badgers, I can tell you that.
Uh-huh. It's mutual.
Badgers having sex with them, Mike. So Tyler thought that the skunk skull was going to be worse as far as violence and sickness than it was.
Totally.
I guess I didn't go as far as I thought.
No,
I
it's
had.
Good because it threatens like terrible things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to do that thing where like the actual horrificness doesn't take place on the screen.
It's in your mind.
It's deleted.
What's going
to
happen?
But there is some awfulness.
Oh, yes.
You came up in a conversation with Greg, actually.
Oh, no. Again?
Oh.
Tell me
more. Because he knows a lot about films. And he goes, you know, you got to see Old Boy. And I was like, really? Oh, yeah, Anderson's recommended that a bunch of times. He goes, great movie. Not uplifting, but great movie. Not a date movie.
So I came up in the sense that you said my name at Greg. I'm obsessed with Greg. And if I was a chick, I would be trying to have sex with Greg right now. That's absolutely true.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't look at your belly.
No, this thing, I thought it was something, like a bug.
Okay, Mike, do you know how bad that is for this audio podcast?
Yeah, I thought it was a bug. There's a little piece of fabric hanging off my zipper, and I thought it was a bug.
It wasn't even a zipper.
It came with
that. It's a drawstring.
From the store.
All right, you don't need to see Old Boy. You can just wait, because the American version is coming out soon. Spike Lee is remaking it, and we're all jumping for joy.
Let's come up with a realistic conclusion as to what we can paint that green color without
Greg,
going overboard.
I was sarcastic about Spike Lee making it. I'm not excited about it, and he's going.
Oh, is
to
he really making it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were being facetious.
He's going to bastardize the entire idea of it.
Blackstardized it.
Blaxploitation.
Blackula.
All right, I think that does it, guys. Unless you guys have something more to
no,
add.
No, let's go
we
back.
Can call Greg up, because I would love to. Can Greg be
let's,
on this program sometime soon?
I'll ask him.
Does he have any idea that an episode was named after him, that he has become the focal point?
I don't know. What episode is named after him? What are you talking about?
The one. The one
was?
Who attacked me. Stop it. He doesn't like that.
Hey, you know what? We need to...
have Greg on, yeah. I agree. What?
I agree. Hey,
Greg.
Remember my friend Jim Short that was on the show? That
yes!
Sat here
never
heard of
every other show.
Never heard of Jim.
He's got a podcast with Margaret Cho now, and it's pretty damn interesting.
Let's have them both on, and then we'll pretend
it's called
that
Monsters
we don't...
of Talk, and I was going to recommend that people should download
podcasts
it.
Podcasts are the new tattoos. Remember back before...
No, podcasts are the new fist bump.
No, they're the new
Everybody's
tattoos
doing
because
it.
Back in the day,
Howie
it used
Mandel
to be
started podcasts.
Really odd to see some guy like with a giant tattoo, and I'm not saying that I got it. I got my tattoo a long time ago.
It was really odd seeing a normal person. Excuse me. It was always like a
it was always
battered,
biker dudes.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
a
like
biker, a prisoner,
sailors.
Or a sailor. Yeah.
Yeah. And now everyone has tattoos, and it looks odd almost to see people without tattoos. And yeah. Now it's odd when I meet people. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have a podcast or two? What's
yeah.
wrong?
You don't have a podcast?
You know, like, I was making fun of my mom
I like that
the other
you're
day.
Mad that they don't have two.
No, I do know what you're talking about, yeah, or two. You don't have two?
You don't have
what,
at least a couple,
though?
You have one podcast?
I'm being somewhat facetious here,
but even
it
worse,
like everybody's got a goddamn
I'm
podcast.
Shocked when people say they've never listened to a podcast. I'm like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like you've never listened to a podcast?
I only listened to like two.
You don't have a $700 phone that you download of people's at-home radio shows to and listen to fervently like everybody else does? Are you fucking serious?
I listened to some film podcasts recently and
which
holy
one?
Shit.
Which
I'm,
one?
I'm not getting into it, but you know,
good?
It's sad. It's weird because like I hear myself in it when I was 12 years old or 13 years old. There's some where it's like kids like all on Skype, obviously, living in different parts. Mm-hmm. Where, like, it's like they're supposed to be in bed, but they're doing a podcast instead, and they're trying to talk about movies seriously. It's really kind of sad. But
you know what the best film podcast is? Mm-hmm. It's horrible that I said this to you. Without a doubt, by far the
he
best.
He realized he was saying it to me
the
when he
best
was saying
film
it.
Podcast.
It was too late.
Probably one of the best podcasts. He's the most professional broadcaster.
Why
do in
you like
podcasting.
Fuck professionalism, all right?
Elvis,
it's overdone.
Elvis Mitchell has
yes,
a film podcast.
It's called Screenwriters.
Called The Treatment.
Yeah, The Treatment. That is
and
very good.
He's the best. He's
but
the
that's
smartest.
Not even technically a podcast.
I know.
That's
I know.
A radio program on NPR that they upload as
but
a
but when
podcast.
You listen to that, don't you just go,
it's
how
really good
friggin'
shit.
Smart is this
doing?
Guy?
Is he a black guy with dreads?
Yeah.
How do I know that?
Yeah.
I've never seen this man. That's what I picture.
It's the best.
And it's very good.
The guy is he's very not pretentious, but someone will go, well, you actually base this on some obscure novel, and he goes, of course. And the novel he wrote before that is similar to your movie too, and blah blah blah. And I see where you pulled this, and the person who wrote the movie will be like, what the hell are you talking about? Mm-hmm. He reads everything and watches everything and has valid critique of it. And
why doesn't he make something? What is
I don't know.
Why does he make something?
Because he's a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never even made it.
Has he ever made a Vine?
By the way, if you're Elvis Mitchell, you don't need to make something because his craft, what he does, he's so good at that he's on par with the... Can you send this to
Wait,
Elvis
why
Mitchell?
Why are we all Vining at the exact same time each other?
You know what? That's a good idea.
I don't want to... Mine froze. Vine has little problems sometimes keeping up.
I know. And then sometimes it'll autofilm. You're not even touching it. And it's just filming.
I don't like that at
there's
all.
There's like a ghost doing it.
I was telling somebody tonight that I sometimes I forget you have to hold the screen to make a Vine. So I'll try to do some athletic thing where I'm jumping and I'm holding the phone like this and I realize I didn't get it and almost broke my ankle.
Sometimes I'll have not... What are we doing?
I put the Vine... I put this in my little Fostex phone holder and I put it on a tripod and thought I could run away and record some stuff, but I realized you need a second person for that.
Why are you guys so quiet?
Because I'm vining.
We're vining.
You guys...
Can't vine with in
that's a great podcast idea with just silence. We just vine the entire time and talk about what we vined.
All right, guys, I just vined. I'll go first. I just vined a vine of Mike Carano talking into the microphone. I'm going to post it.
You guys need to hold your vines up to the cameras, and then I'm going to vine you holding up your vines
which
on
camera?
The TV.
Which camera?
Because we don't have a feed in it.
Is this one mine?
Yeah.
Is this the most amateur or stupid thing that we've ever done?
If it answers, you
come
need
on,
to
guys.
Hold yours up.
Okay.
Which
count,
one?
Give
one.
Us a countdown.
No, this one. Yeah. What do you mean give you a countdown? It just plays forever.
Well, we're both going to
be. When are you going to do it, though? When are you going to start?
Oh, I get it. I was going to film you showing yours that you already filmed. But
oh,
if you
no,
want to.
No, that's stupid. Hmm. Yeah, just say Vine a few times. Vine.
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 Wait.
Vine.
Wait.
Vine.
Wait.
Vine. Vine.
Vine.
Vine. Vine. Vine.
So stupid.
Vine. 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 Vine.
This is turned out.
I'm not doing it. I can't do
dumbest,
it. I have too
show.
Much respect for my Vine fucking channel. I'm not posting that. I'm not doing it. All right.
This is going on the After Disaster channel, which has zero quality or effort.
Mike, you're a mean ass fuck. I just watched your Vine.
It wasn't mean.
Making fun of me. Yeah.
I like how I was bored.
You make it look like, is he ever going to stop talking?
I'm going to delete it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm hurt. I'm hurt in real time. Okay, guys, this show's ending. Play the music. Vine has killed the show.
No. Don't kill it.
We're going to make shirts, and it's going to say Vine killed After Disaster. Hey, how's Scott by Scott? He needs to come in here sometime.
You didn't hear?
What?
Ooh.
What? Did he make a video of it? I don't know why I would ask that.
He's fine.
He's Vine?
Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that sucking spit through your mouth thing?
Is that weird that that's like...
You know why he should have invited in tonight? Bobby Lee.
Oh, I would love that.
Mike, you should invite
someone
every time.
Oh, my God. I almost invited Andy Dick. No, Andy Dick sort of invited himself. Mm-hmm. He goes, I should come by sometime. I went, yeah, come on by. And he goes, not tonight.
Wait, why don't you tell the real story what happened?
I was walking out of the club, saw Andy Dick. He said, hey, man, what's up? And I went over and shook his hand. And he goes, what are you doing? And I went, oh, I'm just heading over to Loveline to do the show. And what show? And I go, the after show. And he goes, I've been on the after show. And he goes, you're on the after show?
You didn't
I go,
even
yeah.
know the name of your show?
Did you go back to forgetting the name of the program?
That's what...
You said the after disaster.
I said I'm going over to Loveline to do the after show. And then...
after disaster.
And then I go, yeah, I do the show. And he went, oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I've been on that show. Oh, wait a minute.
Because we had an issue with him one time. One of us said
something. Well, you were
saying
very questionable things.
Yeah.
About sexuality.
Yeah, I might have said that.
I ran to his defense.
You're a dick to a...
It's true. A lot of people on the air. Uh-huh. Okay.
Disqualified.
Tell me you're on the after disaster. How are you? What's that? Sorry.
Yo, tell me what was rough about the weekend. How your wife reconciled it.
No. I was just... Every now and again, you have tough weeks, right? Or a lot of... Yeah. You just expect to do a lot of stuff. And a lot of stuff came down on me. And there was a lot of technical bullshit. And I'm not a very... technically inclined guy, really. I got a it's work. It doesn't come to me naturally.
Are you talking about Vine, right?
Talking about Vine, and now I got this new feed, and it was like I went to the Kubrick Museum, which was fantastic.
Yes,
I kicked an old Asian woman while I was there, which
good.
Was also pretty
good.
Awesome.
Nice.
Good. Yeah. They deserve it.
Right when you walk into the Kubrick part of the, I'm not going to bore everyone with the Kubrick.
It's not boring.
It's an amazing exhibit. I can't believe it's taking this long. I'm going back at least two more times. I did a couple vines.
When does it end, though?
June. If you want to check out a couple of my vines, I did some Kubrick-related vines. I'm going to go back and do at least one more.
It's definitely the best exhibit I've seen at a museum.
However, all the Clockwork Orange stuff was replicas. They have a lot of original shit in there, but all the Clockwork Orange stuff was replicas, which really bummed me out.
That does bum me out, too, yeah. Because I stole something.
So when you... Did you really?
No.
But when you walk in, there's two. It's a very dark room to simulate a theater. So you have to actually walk through a little simulated theater, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like a dark.
And there's old people
room.
Sitting there.
And there's two big screens with simultaneous two of his movies playing the exact same time. So I wish that they had three different movies, three screens. That's how he would have set it up. I'm sure he would have had multiple screens with multiple.
I didn't
movies.
See the other. I saw 2001. What was the other one?
They just, if you sat there, they'd just show clips of all of his movies.
I saw someone tweeted a photo of his notepad where he was scratching down names for Dr. Strangelove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in there. That's pretty like sweet. That. So I have to walk out to call
the
Jillian.
The Bomb of Bombs.
And make
didn't go with that name.
Make, what's, that was what they're going to call it?
One of them was Bomb of Bombs.
The Bomb of Bombs. And then I walked back in, and it's very dark when you walk in.
Yeah.
And I kicked something soft and mushy. And I heard,
it was her throat.
And I looked back, and my eyes are still adjusting, so I can't see shit. But I know that I kicked a human being.
Huh?
And it was a small Asian woman. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. And then I thought, why am I even being sorry? She's sitting literally right where you walk in, and it's exceptionally dark.
Yeah.
And she's lucky that
it is really dark.
Ciao.
Hey, Tyler. Nope. Nah.
What?
That's
Anderson,
too much.
What,
There's a Bobby Lee win in there that's really good, though.
What was your favorite? I know you can't. Favorite. I know that's. I know this is a ridiculous question to say. What was your favorite thing there? But for me, the models were outstanding.
What models?
The models of the Kubrick exhibit.
What models?
Like the model of the wheel where they shot the stuff inside the spaceship so they could walk the entire perimeter.
Oh yeah.
And but the one of the bedroom from 2001 that was hanging above.
I didn't spend too much time in the 2001. I wanted to leave something, so I had to go back.
Yeah, but did you see
the
model?
I was there for 3 hours.
What?
3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was there for 40 minutes still, max.
And I saw that the model is, I'm sorry, boring, I know, but right next to the monkey suit is where the models was, and they had the baby in there from 2001. Yeah, I left some of it.
Oh, that's my favorite area.
So did I have
you
to go back.
Did you hit the Caravaggio part?
What is that?
It's a dual package. You get to go see Caravaggio.
I had no time for any
next
of that.
Building.
No. Is that with the horses?
No, it's where the expensive artwork is.
Oh, like the modern art, like the actual art?
It's Caravaggio. He's an artist.
I don't know who Caravaggio is. I'm not a very cultural
person.
Well,
go walk through there since you're paying for it. It's
and
20 bucks.
I spent a dollar. I know, and I didn't. I spent 3 hours in the Kubrick part.
What
and
is
didn't
this
even,
conversation?
And it's awful. I know.
Well,
sorry.
The mistake,
this is where you put on a phone call.
The mistake we made was we got there at 4:10, and it closed at 5.
Hey, I understand.
Stop it.
And we got kicked out.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Please save this program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, man.
Hey, you know what? Tara's doing a film with Rose McGowan this week.
Who's
Tara? Do you like her?
I do like Rose McGowan. Oh, she's okay.
That sounds like he has an axe grind.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What now?
She's shooting. She's starring in a film that.
Why
Rose
are you giving her
directed.
Shooting schedule? How is that going to help anyone?
I don't know.
What? She's shooting it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It'll be available sometime early 2014.
For a minute, I thought it was a personal conversation.
Maybe I'm working all those days. God damn it! Hey,
you guys are really funny.
Thanks. We're not though. Tonight sucks especially because
I think it's the best show.
Shout out
a week.
To our first Vine follower, Curtis.
Kubrick Vine is ruining everything.
I liked it. It's It just makes things good.
Hey, have you called before? You have not, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, Jesus. You know what that was the sound of? Your throat being slit, because we can't have you on if you've already called.
It's a newbie night?
No, it's not really. I'm sorry, buddy. I was just kidding.
He's gone.
Hello? Man.
He's depressed.
Hi. Do you fist bump?
Do you think the fist bumping came in with old Howie Mandel, or do you believe that...
No. I know it didn't come from Howie Mandel.
That's how it got popularized.
I disagree. I
think who popularized it?
Anderson started it when he
was like one of those 70s rumors, like Richard Gere or something like that.
Mike, you were just on Anderson's side like 4 minutes ago, and now you're saying there's no way Howie Mandel started
it. It's really depressing. This feels like my life. This is how my life goes. It's like, all right, I got this guy on my corner. We're all good.
You know what?
I don't have to worry about that part of my life.
I don't want
to
speculate.
Turn my back for
1 second. I will say that I know probably what happened if I were to bet money on it.
It's all about germs, you say. And what is Howie Mandel?
He's a germaphobe. Yes,
right.
I understand
that. That's why he began doing that on a giant, very popular show that everyone tuned into at least
maybe.
Once. Watched him greet numerous people throughout that program.
I don't like this idea that he invented it. Cause
it's ridiculous, but it's true. Just like the stoners. I mean, not the stoners. The Bratas. All the fucking extreme sporters.
They
all talk like Keanu Reeves from Point Break.
I honestly believe. Well, I believe people talked like that before that.
Nope.
I believe that people
Travis
went to
Pastrana.
Shake hands and they both forgot to open their hand. And they thought it was a creative idea.
Maybe it's amputee.
Maybe it's
shaking.
Wonder Twin Powers. When they take their rings and they do that, Wonder
do
Twin Powers.
Do you think people without hands get very
form
annoyed?
Form of a guy doing a podcast.
What I'd give. Amputee people without hands? What they'd...
That's their form of handshakes. Fist bump.
No, I won't. All right, I will. no, but like people like, you know, there's a guy out there who's a hand amputee, and he misses shaking and getting a really good, firm, like a grip on a good handshake. Like, if I miss anything by not having a hand, not even touching myself, it's a good, firm grip handshake of another man.
He gets one of those claw things you get at toys. Wait, he couldn't control that either.
Like, he really misses that because it just feels firm and right, like that contact, like that trust in another man, and he can't do it.
No.
And but we all can.
The hug he's moved on to isn't
we
quite as
can
satisfying.
All do the handshake.
Yep.
But we don't anymore.
We can also smash our fingers with hammers.
We all
that, so.
Shake hands the way that he has to now, and it kills him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's got no identity.
They can all open their hands, but they don't.
Sometimes
that's
people.
All I want to do.
Sometimes he fist bumps people.
I feel like you're not hearing me yet. But
no,
go
I'm
ahead.
Totally hearing it.
I don't
I'm
know.
Totally hearing because he doesn't feel special now because he doesn't
not
have his thing.
What I'm saying.
So when he wrist bumps somebody. Sometimes they don't even notice that he doesn't have a hand. They just think he did the fist bump.
If you ever listen to this back, you're going to be like, oh my God, I had no idea what he was getting at.
I knew exactly what you were getting at. You were saying that this guy had something special that differentiated him from everybody else when he shakes hands.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was saying the one thing that he misses about not having a hand is not that he can't scratch his back or beat off. I'm sorry, I was screwed. Or tussle a young kid's head. It's that he can't get a good firm handshake anymore. Mm. He really
misses
that.
What else he
can't
do?
And we all can, but we don't. We all fist bump. We all shake hands the same way he does.
So it's like a guy that lost his sense of taste, and then all he liked was tacos. And then he sees other people just cast tacos aside. They don't even want them
anymore. It's like the new way of eating is just through a tube in your nose.
Yeah.
And everyone's doing that. It's like, but that's how I have to live, and you don't, but you do.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But there is a guy out there.
Of course.
I'm sure.
Yeah. How many people do you think have had their hands amputated? Like, what? Like, do you
percentage-wise?
No, like, in L.A., do you think there's, like, 1,000 people, or do you think there's, like,
100? In L.A.? Well, you got to figure there's, like, 3 million people in L.A.,
just take
right?
a wild guess. So you think there's 10 people with no hands, or do you think there's 500 people?
Like, if you went 2,000? To the no-hand convention, or I'm missing at least one-hand convention, and if a person...
Yeah. Who guess what they have at that convention? No door handles.
It's all kick door.
It's all push.
And
no, it's just beads.
If you
doors.
Don't show up and you're missing a hand and you don't show up at this convention, the government comes and cuts off your feet. So they're all there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you misspelled Bowie knives, too. I remember that.
I searched that.
Mm.
How do you spell it?
Is it Bowie or Bowie?
It's pronounced Bowie, but it's spelled Bowie.
All right. Well, it would be nice if you marked them.
Well,
we need to end the show right now.
That is real thunder, not
sound
effects.
It's coming through the... Holy shit, I'm going outside.
Oh, are you going to vine it?
My God.
Going to vine it.
That is loud,
that
scary
was
thunder.
Gnarly thunder, and I don't like that at all. Now the rain is coming down. God damn it.
That was so...
I have to drive all the way over to the valley in this shit.
Loud and horrific.
That's freaky, right?
Yeah.
Because for a half a second, I thought it was you playing it, and then I realized, oh, you're not playing any sound
effects.
You
can see by the look on my face.
I don't think that's going to play on the podcast, but trust us, there was some loud-ass, long thunder.
That's scary now, and we're, like, smart and know what things are.
Yeah.
Imagine if you live in a cave.
No.
Fuck that.
Or imagine
start
if you're an animal.
Start killing your kids to see if that makes the thunder go away.
Well, what if you're a cat? You're like, what the fuck is that? Especially a newly relocated cat that came from like a desert climate that, wait, they have thunder in the desert.
Thunder everywhere.
What if you're a cat in the space station? You've what never if? Heard it. Do you think the thunder is loud enough to be heard in space?
What?
Like, do you think when there's thunder, do you think people in the space shuttle can hear it?
No, I don't think that people in the space shuttle can hear thunder.
Why? You don't think sound
goes
the other way, or does it bounce back on some sort of magical, mystical force?
How low the thunder is to the ground, comparatively?
It's loud, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there is a chance sounds could go out into space and just keep on traveling.
Oh, my gosh, you're giving me a sighting.
There is a sound.
I don't think thunder sound travels into space.
Well, I disagree with that because a lot of times they say that radio signals go out into space and they keep on going.
Yeah, radio signals are different than a sound wave.
I agree. However, thunder is really loud.
Mike.
It's really loud.
You think the cosmonauts are like, oh, it's thunder. Thunder in Wisconsin.
That's what I was asking. I don't know. I feel you're unjustified.
Thunder killed Anderson.
I think you're a little hasty with your judgment of my... I really think that...
Do any of you out there know science? If you do, tweet us. Because you can't call in anymore because the show's over. Well, the phones are over.
Anderson got a little too excited about
I think
thunder.
He's just sitting there and vining 6 seconds at a time hoping he catches thunder. Are you vining me?
I can't see you, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know, because I'm far away.
Yeah. He's far away.
I'm dodging
like close.
That.
Far away. Close.
Captivating.
Far away up. Close down.
Oh. We have a romantic 2x2 split screen going on. Stop proofreading your vines.
I know, that's what it is, right? You know what the worst part about Vine is? That last clip is always hideous.
Yeah.
Like it's like...
Well, and there's a stutter in the preview that's not
yes.
there when you publish
yes.
it.
Yes.
So a lot of times you're like, I could have saved that one because it would have been fine.
Okay.
What's happening?
Gotta delete these.
Where is Anderson?
Though. I don't know, but I'm trying to figure out, like, do you wonder what goes into the logic when you create an application that happens to be popular and takes off, like Twitter? Where do they come up with that amount of characters? And what, I mean, there's got to be, there doesn't have to be, obviously, but I believe there's probably some logic, some sort of algorithm that they figured out what is a proper amount. Because Twitter, if it said, oh, you get 90 characters, that wouldn't be that great. If it's 30, it would be nothing. And where Vine came up with the 6 seconds.
No, it's a good number, though, because 5 is too short.
Yeah.
7 too long. Yeah, 7 would have been okay.
Yes, 8 would have been okay, too. But
maybe they did some Fibonacci sequence-like calculations in 6 as well.
Do you think the looping aspect of it was an add-on at the end? They're like, this is too stupid and short. Just let it loop.
I don't know, but it was smart.
Did you find something?
Yeah.
Did you see any light? You look pretty disappointed.
He does look pretty disappointed.
I don't understand how you could have such crazy thunder 1 second and the next 10 minutes, nothing.
Knew you were just standing out there.
Yes.
Hey, so you know how I'm...
I sacrificed my phone for you.
You know how I'm totally into juicing?
Yeah, I got a juicer.
So yesterday... Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We can juice together.
The,
Oh my God, it's back!
So I went and, I went to go buy... I went to go buy that $400 blender, and I pushed out,
Michael.
And I bought... I know, I didn't do it. I was smart, and I bought a $100 blender. And so this morning I got up and I took the same amount of vegetables that I juiced to make a tiny cup of juice, and I jammed them in the blender and I grinded them up and started drinking it, and it made 2 pint glasses full, way, way, way too much.
We just lost a caller.
You know what's not good? Juicing an onion. Just so you know, do not do that.
Try it.
I want to have an onion margarita.
It is horrible.
Hey,
it
you're on the
Why would you do that?
You like mix it, like if you're making like a veggie one with like kale and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One recipe was like throw in some onion. Yeah. It's really good for you.
You want to know what the best?
It makes it so spicy.
Okay, the best add-on is ginger root.
Okay,
it's delicious.
All right. Mike, let's talk about your sobriety for a second. If you could have say a 3-shot margarita, but it had to be made solely of tequila and juiced onions, nothing else, and it wouldn't count against your sobriety, would you drink it?
Yeah, but count in the eyes of who?
The Lord, Drew, me, you. Like, it just wouldn't, like, somehow,
no.
Like, somehow molecularly, molecularly, it cancels it out.
Oh, you missed Mike's question while you're outside.
He has a lot of them. What was it?
He wants to know if you can hear thunder in space.
No.
Why do you say that?
Because, first of all, there's no sound in space, so they can't hear you scream.
That's what they want you to hear or think.
Oh, my God, there's... Tyler, that was the tagline for Alien.
No one can hear you scream in space.
In space, no one can hear the thunder.
Yeah.
It's alive. Okay, guys.
No, if I could drink, first of all, I can drink if I want to drink. I'm
and
not
they hear
going
my drinking
drink.
In space.
And I've given it some thought, especially lately, you know, at the Cirque du Soleil show, I was salivating looking at the bottle of gin.
I had a drink there. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The buzz wasn't good or the drink wasn't good?
The drink wasn't good.
I would have probably fought that woman if I had some booze in me, so I guess it was
what
good.
Woman? What woman?
The woman who wouldn't shut up that was talking.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so we'll say that's it?
I believe so.
Yeah, happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, we got some more Vine followers.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so do we have a...
AMC is following us.
What?
I don't know. Someone whose initials are
Do
AMC.
We have... Can I get on that account, or is it just for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think
Hi, you're on the program.
I just need to give you the login.
Anderson.
Hey, fake Marcus.
This is Greg, Mike's friend.
Hey, buddy. Are you past hating the show now?
You sounded kind of like Jack Nicholson.
Hey, understand.
Can you handle the truth?
Jack Nicholson's...
That was the best.
Librarian brother.
I love our listeners. I do. I do. You guys are the best.
That was like if a person was dying and they had to do an impression, like, before yeah. The Grim Reaper would take them.
All right.
My bucket list.
Good to board. Hello? Everybody can do it, apparently.
Guys,
at least I think they can.
You guys are all on. Any requests for what we should talk about next week?
Vine.
Stimulating, son.
We should talk about what? Fist bumping?
There's a new app called Vine.
Yeah, we should talk about that. I told Drew about. I was trying to tell Drew about Vine because I'm now the Vine expert. He's like, "Oh, I know. It's just like this other one. It's exactly the same." I'm like, "Which one are you talking about?" My sons are all into it. It's like the picture pops up and then it's gone after 10 seconds. You can't see it ever again.
Snapchat.
Yeah,
it's
Snapchat.
Nothing like
I'm
Snapchat.
Like, no, Drew. It really has nothing to do. It's very, very different. And he fought me on it.
When you first learned about Snapchat, wasn't the first thing that occurred to you was this is going to be a nightmare because it's not going to work sometimes and you're going to be sending someone some horrible.
I know what I thought of? Considered using it.
Maybe my brain is just that wired creepily, but I just pictured like a really sick, overweight, sleazy pervert created it, and he keeps all the pictures he gets.
Honestly.
And yeah. There's a good chance He's just sitting in his
There's a good chance that
in his house.
There's going to be a flaw in the app, and you're going to do something.
Well, those pictures are going somewhere. They don't just erase, right? They're probably on a server somewhere.
I don't know.
And you know that the most inappropriate pictures ever to be... Because why would you want to send someone something that's going to go away forever unless it's sexually related? I would think that 90% of the pictures that are going out...
They sell it to you under the guise of it's like a fun Cody game you can play with your friends. Like, hey, we're they sell it to you like you're 3 years old and you're playing, you know, like...
Meet me
over by the swing set. Ha ha. And it disappears.
Like, if you had a friend who was your partner in Finding Treasure and you had a picture of a treasure map and you wanted to show, that's the only reason why I could think of using it other than to show my nipples.
Can't you grab a screen grab of it real fast, though?
I'm sure you can, yeah, for sure. Why couldn't you?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Of course you
can. Are people that dumb they don't catch on every time they get a message from a certain person? They're like, it's gone again.
God, to be a youngster with the technology today, I'd be in trouble.
I'd be in big trouble.
According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Fist Bump was created by Stan Musial.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but...
The baseball player?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you create something so simple?
Yeah.
Who created the high five? Unk. His name was Unk.
They said it can also be traced back as late as the 1800s as the boxer's handshake, as the way they greet with their gloves
on. Stop it.
Yeah, why'd they give Stan Musial credit when the
Howie Mandel
in
the article starts out with a fist bump, also called fist pound, bro fist, faux nucks, pound dog, props, or respect. Is a gesture similar in meaning to a handshake or high five.
Respect, son. Respect.
Respect.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you would do if you saw Marcus and did it.
Respect.
He was there, yeah.
Okay. I've tried this before.
Apparently, someone on hold can help us with the thunder in space. One of these three people.
Can you hear us? Can you hear thunder in space, Mr. Brada?
What about thunder?
Okay, he's not it.
What is that?
He's gone. Hey, do you have answers to our questions about thunder in space? One down, two to go.
You can't hear thunder in space.
Are you the person who's letting us know that you have the answer, and that is your answer?
That's my answer.
Who invented the fist bump?
Mike Rano.
Why do you say you can't hear thunder in space?
Because there's no air.
Okay. I want to tell a story.
That's a drop of Mike Corona from a while ago. Listen, you can't hear it because space sound. Kind of going to sound dumb right now. Sound needs air to travel through, and there is no air. It's just a vacuum of nothingness.
Anderson is smart,
and it can't travel.
Science, bitch.
And that's why there's no fires in space either, because there's no oxygen. You need oxygen for fires. So all that Lucas bullshit. He lost me. I was 5 years old. I'm like, I call untruths in this. Does not make sense organically.
That's what you sounded like when you were five?
I was very smart as a kid.
You guys hear that news, Star Wars news?
Every movie in space has explosions.
I know, but it's all bullshit. Yeah, Yoda. It's going to be Yoda Disney-ized, right?
Yoda.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks for the space confirmation, man.
All the original cast signed up for the next movie.
Really? Mark Hamill?
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
Are you sure about that?
Harrison Ford and what's her name? Leia Fisher.
Carrie Fisher.
Are you sure
Leia
about
Fisher.
That though?
It was on here. It was on Yahoo News. George Lucas gave it away.
Is it a cartoon?
No, and like for real.
That's the best if they just make it 7. Pixar. They're like, yeah, take it over, guys. Star Wars.
It'll be half cartoon for sure because it's gonna be half CGI. Right, kind of like the new Hobbit movie.
The next Star Wars movie, all is gonna be on episodes of Vine.
I saw a documentary you may have seen. You might like it. It's called Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves?
Whatever
the famous gambler?
Whatever his name is. Are you familiar? It's called Face to Face or something like that. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He interviews a lot of filmmakers about the conversion.
Is it a TV show?
It's a documentary. It's on Netflix right now. Okay. It's great, but they interviews a lot of filmmakers about the conversion of film to digital. And there's people on both sides of the argument, and they go into pretty great detail about it. It's pretty interesting.
Is it about the preservation of film?
It's
called Kino on Film?
No, he does the interviews, and he does good interviews.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
Quinoa Reeves?
Good interviews.
It's good.
Kino does.
It's very good, because he talks to Martin Scorsese and a bunch of filmmakers and a bunch of cinematographers, color people, and they talk about
people.
They talk about
Spike Lee's,
like colorists, you know. And they talk about like they have cinematographers talk about how I don't like color correctors because they're taking away the job that I did. And some people go like they're miracle workers, but it's an interesting debate about digital versus film versus having people be able to go in and color your films after the fact, like fix the tones and change the skin tones and stuff. Mm-hmm. And some old school DPs are very much against
it. Very upset about
and
it.
And some new guys are like, they can fix anything.
Okay. I would like to watch that, but it would
it's
be better if you had
the
title.
To end the show.
Title of the fucking movie. And
it's
I might,
something to something.
It's Kino on film. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
The Netflix documentary section.
Yeah, Ty. Playing that music. Searching for your music for the last 2 hours.
Good night, everybody.
Like, is this the worst episode so far?
No.
It's pretty bad.
By the way, I should point out that I tell the same bullshit stories that I've told on this show, but I'm on Dr. Drew's podcast tomorrow.
Can we all agree this is the best music for any video game ever made?
Is that Candy Crush? I don't play it.
Candy Crush is so goddamn soothing. The whistling just really brings it home for me. I feel like I'm a kid from the 50s.
Wait,
and my
is that a
home.
Free game?
Yeah, it's
free. Yeah, because I looked at it to get it from my niece.
She would like it, but it's dangerous. Because any kind of power-up or anything you do on this game costs you 99 cents. Instead of, like, earning it, you can just buy it. This show's a disaster. It's a failure on all levels. Mike, what's going on with you? We talked about it a little bit last week. Here we are at the end of the show. I'd like to just keep a quick, maybe a series of yes or no answers. All right. Last week, Tyler suggested that you want to do the show better because you were close to signing with an agent or something, and he suggested that. Is there any
truth? No, I didn't say that.
Any truth? No, Tyler said that. Your answer was you have no idea how close to the truth that is. Is there any truth to that statement? Yes or no?
That feels like I'm being put on the spot.
Well, that's the whole point of this interview.
This isn't open enough.
I like how Mike's singing "Fuck Me" comes in right as he's feeling uncomfortable.
Fuck me. No, I never said anything about an agent.
Is there someone who is listening to the show and critiquing it for you and making you feel like you need to do a better job, not only for yourself but for both of us as well, and you feel more insecure about the show now than you ever have before?
Yes.
Is this person a male?
Who's that?
Is this person a male?
Yes.
What? Is this person older or younger than... Oh, is this person older than you?
I think so.
Is this person in the business?
Yes.
Does this person have clout?
Yes.
Is this person wealthy?
No.
Is this person recognizable?
A poor clout?
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm not talking about
his parents.
I'm just
making this up, by the way.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No.
I totally am.
Uh-uh. There's a male who's listening to this, who's critiquing... Uh-huh. You realize what's happening here, Titan. I don't want to offend you anyway. But my... Tyler and I were talking about it.
Okay.
And even if we did want, I mean, I'm totally opposed to doing any kind of clean. I mean, the closest thing I'm ever going to do that.
Okay,
is the
I didn't
film
say
vault.
Clean. I didn't
the
say
film
clean.
Vault. And when I say clean, I just mean like, you know. On brand all the time, upbeat, quick to the next thing.
I didn't
say
that at all.
The closest thing I'll ever do to that is the film ball. That's because that's kind of how Brian likes to do it, and I appease him, and I meet him halfway. This show is free, and it's nice.
I understand that.
And I love it. And also, there's no other way of doing it, namely because of one Mike Carano. Tyler and I could do a normal show. I don't think we could if you were involved.
Done. It was
I don't
visible.
Think it's possible.
Okay, I've never said
that's
I want
the
show to be normal. I don't... My exact words need to be taken literally. I don't think the show should be normal. I don't think it should be like any other show. What I think is, I think the show is much better when it's just the three of us talking.
Oh, absolutely.
And doing whatever.
Agreed.
And I was having problems with like us just totally falling apart for no reason that doesn't add to the show. And sometimes when we're doing something and there's... What if we just end now? Like we all, always leave it hanging? And I'll tell you the most important part is,
yeah.
Good night.
Talk to you guys. We'll pick up right where we left off next week.
You know what? I had something nice to tell you.
I'm
going to
be
too,
in Arizona tomorrow, so...
Oh, why? Oh, so baseball?
Keep an eye out for
shit.
Me.
Shit. You just realized you've opened up an entire chasm to Mike's world.
What?
Arizona?
I want you
to go to Tombstone.
I
want you to go to
Tombstone.
You make
like,
some vines of Tombstone.
He's like, do you want to go see that bunny man or whatever? I was
yeah,
like,
you should.
Absolutely not.
I think
oh,
you
totally should do that.
You totally should.
No,
absolutely should.
I'm not taking my wife to go see.
That's what I was
going to
say. I
want to
see
UFO bunny man.
I want to.
When you got the wife involved, it's a little dicey.
Somebody watched that video, a friend of mine, and said
it's a great video. We're talking about Mike. A video Mike posted a while ago, 5 minutes with Mike, where he goes to Arizona and he encounters a very strange man. And next thing you know, he's like in his dune buggy.
I want to think of who it was that told this to me because you, I think you know him because I think he's a comic.
There's
I can't
a lot
remember
of
who
rape
it was,
jokes
though.
Going back and forth.
Well,
four.
They said it wasn't really that hairy because obviously you knew the guy and you set it up. And I went, I didn't
nope.
know the guy. And he goes, well, it's kind of obvious you knew there was nothing going to happen. I went, it was?
That's someone who's very jaded.
Because I didn't.
I'm very jaded and I didn't think that.
Yeah, I
didn't think that for a second.
I didn't that wasn't cooked at all. I didn't go in there and go, hey, I'm going to come back.
You're not that guy
anyway.
That's
ride.
Not you. You would never do that.
Not with a stranger, I wouldn't.
Not with a stranger. Well, not even with anyone, really.
If we were making a video.
You would think that was so corny and cheesy to set something up and like lie to the audience. Oh, well, there is that.
Like when I'm on mushrooms?
Salt and Sea episode, though.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, Bahuka closes in 3 days. We're fucked.
We can go there for breakfast.
All right.
And by that, I mean wait in line for breakfast to get this mediocre food.
Don't think that I didn't notice that the entire episode, Mike, you were saying, I had a compliment for you, but I can't remember.
You want me to save it for next week?
And that you never came up with it.
Do you want me to save it for next week?
I was sitting here waiting, going, oh, yippity-doo, I got a compliment.
I'm going to tell you what it is right now. Honest to God.
Oh, God, no. You don't make something up on the fly. No, it's not genuine.
I'll tell you right now what it was.
Can't remember it.
Mm-hmm. I think they're irresponsible, but it's just me being either not thinking clearly, selfish, or something or another. I'll give you a quick example, then I'll say what I was going to say about you because they tie in. I am sick to my stomach about something that happened on Sunday, which was Sunday night, I look on Facebook and I'm seeing all these pictures from a friend of mine's wedding that I forgot to go to. That I was supposed to go to. I just forgot.
Did you RSVP for it?
Forgot. I believe so.
You think so?
I forgot completely. I woke up at 6 in the morning. I drove out to a car show out in the valley. Then I went to the carnival again.
I remember that. You were in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You texted me at like 8 in the morning.
It's probably earlier than that.
Yeah.
I got up at 6 and was out the door by 6:20. I forgot about the wedding. I felt sick about it. So along those lines is I check my mail about every 3 weeks probably. Uh-huh. And it goes to San Diego and I get it. And I got the sweetest, nicest letter card from you guys that I thought, seriously.
Oh, he's talking about the thank you card.
It was so touching, and it was very sweet and very nice. Okay. By telling you how touching and nice it was, it got me out of the thank you I was going to send you. Because now I burned it. I don't mean got me out, but I burned the idea.
You burned my thank you?
No, I had an idea for how to respond that I thought would have been really nice, and now I can't do it because I just told you I saw it.
Some of the listeners, the thank you as well. It seemed like arduous hard work, but once I started sitting down and writing it, actually, it felt good.
Here's the thing, the question I have for you.
The wedding's officially over now that I sent out all the thank yous.
You put my name tag in there.
Yeah.
Now, was that a duplicate?
No, that was just the one that was there.
I feel so shitty then.
No. It was... My wedding plan. Is everyone going to feel shitty or is that just you? Okay.
No, I thought you sent it to me at first before I read it.
I made these
it,
little
like,
name tags
hey,
for everybody.
Hey, you left this on the table, asshole.
No, I'm hoping it doesn't come off. This is boring for everybody. But we made little name tags for the wedding and like so you can tell where you're sitting. Like they're all themed and whatnot. That's what you do. People like Tyler had his little corks. They're little wine corks. I still have mine. It says Jillian and one says Anderson. And we still have them. They're cool. And I made some. But my wife, my wedding, God love her, wedding planner, she was very diligent. And before most people could even like sit down or get up, when they're on the dance floor, she took all of them and collected them for us because she thought we wanted them. And I'm like, what am I going to do with all these? So I gave them as little party favors and the thank you cards. All right, enough. Done. Jesus. That was
hey,
boring. That bored me.
What month are we in
it
right
sounds
now?
Treacherous out there.
March.
By the way.
Like, okay, we're in
it's
March.
Coming down, cats and dogs.
I know. I don't. I'm not happy about this at all. We're in March.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I saw on the street on
Christmas
Tuesday?
Tree.
Christmas tree.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I bet you it was in the valley.
It was.
Hey, go to line
at
two.
The base of Runyon Canyon,
South Central. You see Christmas trees out there, like in May, late May. It's true. The worst in the neighborhood.
Is that because
Christmas
poor
trees.
People celebrate ben? Christmas and?
Hi, you're the After Disaster. How are you? I don't know why we're going to you again. We've already been with you a couple times, and I thought the show was over.
Oh, well, I don't know. I was just going to... Well, I did have the Thunder answer, but I guess I'm a little late on that.
Is this you're the one? So the other guy was lying?
Yeah, this is the guy who's been tweeting me.
Okay, Ben, I'm sorry. Hit
yeah.
us up.
No, you're great. It was right. You vacuumed. Good job.
Oh, really? It was right?
Yeah, you were right.
He's a first-time caller, too, and we completely stole this thunder.
Oh, he stole thunder! Hey, Ben, thank you very much for calling up, man, and being sober and succinct, concise.
No problem.
Welcome to the program.
Great Vine accounts, Mike and Tyler, by the way. I like the carnival series you had there.
Anderson right thank there.
You. I don't understand what's awesome. Happening here, Ben. I thought we had something going. I felt good. The back and forth was good between us. What happened just now?
I'm really pissed off that Tyler pointed out to me that you can re-upload a video because okay. I had two that I thought were my
enough.
Favorites. And they didn't
with
upload,
that.
So I just deleted. I just moved on to the next thing.
Can we talk about why I was not included in your accolades for the Vines just now?
I didn't see your username put anywhere.
That's the only appropriate answer there. Yes, it's Anderson
one.
Cowan.
But I really want to see them badly.
Here's the one that I just made during the show.
I just heard crazy thunder, and now I'm waiting for more, and there's none. Damn you, no thunder!
Yeah, it was actually on the streets.
Did the guard get very upset?
Is that when you ran away from the mic for a while?
Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it.
All right, thanks, Ben, for calling. Mike?
Absolutely.
Tyler, Godspeed. Amen.
Good night.
I love you. I miss you. I'm sorry. I was so manic.
What's happening?
I feel like this might be the last time we all see each other because of
probably
the goddamn
yeah, I know.
Noah's revenge outside.
Noah's revenge? What?
That should be your next script. He comes back as this monster.
That makes rain. Noah in his ark. The vengeance.
Noah's revenge.
He makes rain. He comes back and makes it rain.
I love that idea. Noah's Revenge.